We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sandy 9 to Buzz and Spaziano and Sandy. Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
ADHD is a fake disease invented by Big Pharma to drug children for profit.
Okay. And we'll be right back on the Buzz. ADHD was just a made up disease by Big Pharma.
Now, this is the topic today in Buzz Baby University. In Buzz Baby University, this is a class. You guys are the professors. So we are here to just have a discussion about this. When I saw this article, first, of course, it did its job. It was like clickbait to me.
Yes, right.
It's like, what? 222-2899 if you're living this.
Wow.
So I started to read the article. I wasn't familiar with the people who published the article, Natural News. I don't know. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
And it went on to say that Big Pharma kind of just created this, are over-diagnosing kids and misdiagnosing millions of kids. I mean, way too many kids are being diagnosed with ADHD than really they should. And then they proceed to say that, nope, it is all made up because of Big Pharma wants to make money.
So that the doctors were misdiagnosing it or saying, hey, well, here's a drug for this.
Well, so how do you feel? I don't have firsthand experience with this. So I am really interested in hearing what you guys have to say about this. When you see a news article, quote unquote news article, that says ADHD is a fake disease invented by Big Pharma. What do you have to say to that? Because the only thing that I know is the experts that I interview that have said, yes, Big Pharma is
the devil.
Is to blame for the opioid epidemic.
Yes.
They intentionally misled and misguided tons of doctors.
Sure.
Trick them to believe that this was what their patients needed. And in reality, there were so many other things patients could do before they take medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, is this another Big Pharma scam? How much validity is behind this?
Ah, got calls already at 222 Buzz. Let's go right in on it. Hi, Buzz. Good morning. What do you think?
So I was diagnosed with ADHD at age 22 after I got out of grad school.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had done a study at the U of R, and mm-hmm. they paid me to go through it.
Oh, cool.
And then they did interview with my parents even, and they did psychological testing, and they did put some little nods on my head to test.
Oh wow, they went deep dive on that
up
research.
Up to this point though, before your whole childhood then, was there anything that you're like, gosh, I just can't focus? Like what took you to the age of 20?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at the age of 20 you're like, I gotta do this test.
Exactly. So then someone had recommended it to me. And so I was like, hey, if I can get paid for it too, sure.
Yeah, I know what I was gonna say, right?
Good point.
And so now I'm as a teacher, I see it in some of the kids too. I mean, I don't take any meds for it, to be honest with you, but I mean, if meds are gonna help some of the kids to be able to stay calm throughout the day, then go for it. But at the same time, I'm not saying med up your kid. You
right.
Know?
Yeah. Right.
So what do you do then to control it? If you say you don't take any medication, what helps you focus?
I think it's just a matter of just trying to do one thing at a time and not jump around.
Just be aware of it, right?
And just the awareness of it. I mean, I went through obviously all of school and high school, college, grad school without having any accommodation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously, it was a lot different.
My doctor diagnosed me with it.
Are you taking medicine?
No. He put me on some, but it turned me into nothing.
I was going to say, it makes you blah.
Yeah. I'm in a job that has to be fairly creative and kind of that just completely made me dull. I was just nah.
Exactly. And so, it's funny that you say that, because when I was dating my now husband, like he even noticed it. He's like, something's going on. Like, you don't seem the same.
Okay, so this is why I took this article. And again, I don't know if Natural News is a reputable site, but yet...
I've never even heard of it.
I don't know. It sounds like it's just, a platform for all natural, non-vaccination sites. I don't know for sure. But anyhow, I took it as... Yeah, I remember you saying, Scott, that it impacted the way you felt and thought. These young kids can't vocalize, hey, Ma, I feel numb, because they're so young.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, I just am curious to see what other alternatives are out there. Like, I know chiropractic care has helped a bunch of children tremendously when it comes to this.
You want to hear an interesting story? My doctor said, you don't want to be... you don't want to not have this, quote, affliction. You want this affliction. You are meant for this affliction. Your job is the perfect job for being, with a short attention span, because you have to do so many things at once.
Is it?
I'm looking at three TV screens right now. I'm looking at a countdown clock and a count-up clock. I'm trying to think what I'm going to say next, and all of a sudden, squirrel comes into my head.
Wait. Where? What?
What? Look squirrel?
Hey,
squirrel.
Right. Hey, squirrel. By the way, look up.
Well, thank you for what you do, being a teacher and all, and taking care of your students. Have a great morning.
Hi, Buzz.
I will say that it does seem like the last 15, 20 years, we've kind of just been pumping kids full of drugs we know next to nothing about.
Yeah, right.
And that's a real problem with all, not just ADHD, but with pharmaceuticals and all mental health issues as a general rule. We don't know enough about the brain, and there are lots of options for treatment for all kinds of things, whether it's depression, ADHD, anxiety. I mean, childhood anxiety is a very real thing, but you don't need to give the kids a pill for it.
You know what's so fascinating? I've interviewed so many experts on this topic, and many of which are chiropractors. And they say there are so many patients that come in, 3 years old, kids that were diagnosed ADHD, ADD, they are off their medicine because of just simple, and I don't know what they do, but the simple chiropractic care, the alignment of your back, it just is a world of a difference.
And we're still in this finding out phase. We're still in the discovery phase.
We're still learning about it. I will say the medications have come a long way in the last 15, 20 years, and they try not to prescribe them as often, from what I understand. But I would encourage parents, if you suspect your child has ADHD, don't necessarily go to your doctor first. Go see a psychologist.
Good angle. Okay. Good angle.
Because they're going to talk and they're going to evaluate, and there's so much more testing involved than a GP or a pediatrician is going to do. There's actually multiple evaluations from third parties that need to happen before an ADHD diagnosis should be confirmed.
Right. Okay. And you know what? So, it could just go back to, like, it's just part of growing up and the brain maturing in different ways. And
And ADHD can be triggered by other mental health problems. Personally, I have it due to PTSD, and it actually is caused by like malformation of different parts of my brain. So that happens as early as childhood, so it varies from person to person, and that's why it should be evaluated by a professional, someone with a PSYD or a psychiatrist.
Angle. Thank you.
Thank
Perfect.
You so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for being on Baby University.
Have a good morning.
Sandy on the Buzz. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.